The opportunities that school provides has evolved over several years, from the day of the one-room schoolhouse to having basic courses to simply pass school. School today and the class offered far more different than ever before. Classes such as CTE, Career Technical Education, classes has changed over the years, way students can learn, and the environment how we learn those skills. Dr. Satori, who is a teacher at Saline High School, gives us his thoughts on types of classes offered. In today's episode, we will be discussing CTE classes and how they have changed over the past 10 years. Alrighty, I'm with Mr. Dr. Satori here, and he's going to answer a few CTE questions for me. So, what CTE classes do you teach?
I teach a series of computer repair classes. So I teach a computer repair 1, which is PC troubleshooting hardware and operating systems. PC 2, computer servicing 2, which is networking, and then a third level, which is computer security.
Okay. Were there a lot of CTE classes like at the start?
The way the whole thing developed, the CTE program used to be at multiple schools. This was much longer than 10 years ago. So you would go to like Milan or Dexter or wherever. Well, over time, almost all the CTE programs came to Saline. So the number of classes is probably similar to what it was in the past. If anything, it's probably expanded a little bit, but not drastically. It's very similar to what it was.
All right, perfect. Were a lot of kids into it at first? Like, were they intrigued?
Oh, they were definitely into it. We have real good numbers. We have, Dexter, Chelsea, Milan, Manchester, Lincoln, as well as Saline. So we've got the 6 districts here. And so we've got quite a few students. The program is continuing to expand. Over time, we've added more sections. It used to be mainly second hour, and now a number of the classes have a second and a fifth, so it kind of is continuing to grow.
Perfect. And can you tell, like, a big effect in all the, like, students and, like, work-wise and all the careers?
Yeah, we have to do what's called a follow-up, and so we contact almost all of our students a year later, and we kind of see where they're at. And I actually just got done doing that. And a lot of my students are in programs that relate to what they learned here. Some of them have jobs that relate to this. I have one that's doing, he's down at the U of M, and he's doing an internship in the the help desk area. And he said he got the job because of this here. I had another student that did a summer internship, and they said the reason they hired him was because of the certifications that he gets out of this program.
All right, and have the CTE classes you taught over time changed at all?
My personal ones have changed. The computers changed so fast. We used to have a lot more physical labs. The problem was we just couldn't keep up. So we've gone to, we do still some physical stuff, but we also do a lot of stuff in a virtual environment, and that allows us to be really, proactive. When there's changes, we can change it really fast. The curriculum changes almost every year, and we can really, really keep up with the latest computer technology.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you for answering the questions.
All right.
Have an amazing day.
Easy enough?
Yep.
Hello, I'm Brian Mourinho, and I'm here with Colton Jarvilla, a former CTE-taking student, and he's going to answer some questions for me. First, could you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Colton Jarvilla. I am a formal student at Saline High School. I took CTE class before, and
What CTE class have you taken?
Well, when I did take my CTE class, I took it for about almost 2 tries, and it was the building trades portion. And it was meant to be 3 tries, but I only did it for 2, and I had it 2 hours at the end of the day.
And has it helped you with any obstacles throughout your lifetime?
Yes, indeed, for sure. I definitely use them all throughout my lifetime. I can definitely tell throughout the house, helping with my grandma, my mom, and just doing random, like, common good sense things. And if I wanted to use it for the future, I feel I definitely could. I don't know if it's a thing I, like, feel I want to do, but yes, definitely I could have used it.
Okay.
CTE classes are ever-changing in what they teach and how they teach those things change steadily. Whether it be the technology changing or the way the class is taught to meet the higher skill requirements of global standards. To better understand this change, we asked someone who teaches and has learned to adapt with the changes, Mr. Roscoe of SWWC Auto Technology. He wished not to speak on recording, so he disguised his voice. How long have you been teaching CTE courses?
Too long. How's that?
That's great. Since you've been teaching, have you noticed that way the class is taught?
Well, the course material has changed to adapt with the industry. Like, we got two electric Japanese cars for some odd reason, because for some odd reason people have decided that instead of feeling the roar of the engine, they want a silent little buzz of battery.
He goes on and rants about this for a little bit, about how he doesn't understand the new movement for hybrids and electric cars.
Anyway, so we got the little electric cars to teach kids how to work on these little electric cars. One thing we have always taught these kids to work with their hands, because that's 99% of the industry.
What about, how do you change the courses to keep up with the new technology?
Well, we really just substitute the new tech to tech about for the outdated in terms of curriculum. As for the actual technology and tools, we are always adding and replacing the old, outdated, and broken with the new technology. But overall, it's pretty much the same. But I see us coming up on a new horizon that has a lot of new technology with the changing of cars with electric and self-driving. But I'll probably be gone by then.
Hoping to retire by then?
God, I hope so.
All right, well, good luck on that, and just make sure that I'm graduated by then. Thank you for the insight. I'm here with Reese from, what CT course do you take, Reese?
Welding and fabrication.
How long have you been in it?
2 years now.
And what school do you come from?
Milan.
Okay. How does this course help you outside of, like, a regular school course, say, like, math or an English class?
Well, taking welding and fabrication has helped me because, for instance, like, I'm going to a 2-year college instead of a 4-year college for welding at Washtenaw. So being able to have some experience already under my belt from taking 2 years of welding and fabrication is really going to help me later on down the line for college.
So you plan to use welding and fabrication in
my
a
future
career?
Life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We got it, Brian. Epilogue. CTE classes have changed schools as we know it. They really help you learn things for the real world. So many hands-on skills are learned that will help you get a job after you graduate. These classes are also students explore trades and skills they are interested in, which allows them to see if they even like the trade before spreading to college time or jobs, figuring it out. These classes prepare students for jobs in college in a way that other traditional classes don't. This podcast was edited and directed by Colton Jarvella, Thomas Tuckerman, and Brian Borneo.